This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The trial of Alec Murdaugh, well, that ended quite a while ago. And during that investigation into Alec Murdaugh, the investigation into the death of Stephen Smith was also reopened. We don't really know exactly why yet it was reopened, but it was attributed to something that was found during the investigation into Alec Murdaugh. Was it anything to do with Buster Murdaugh? That was the question for quite some time, but Buster Murdaugh has never been charged with anything. He has denied any sort of involvement with the death of Stephen Smith, and he's sick of it. He's sick of some of the documentaries that have come out about his dad, but then also implicating him in the death of Stephen Smith. He's now filed a lawsuit against Warner Media and several other media outlets that have portrayed him in that light. And we're going to talk about it a little bit. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, joining me. What do you think? When watching all that stuff, I know we all had questions, and I think it's fair to have questions, but at some point, you know, is enough enough? Was there never enough investigation going on to this, or what's happening? I mean, I would never accuse him of being someone that is the murderer of Stephen Smith. But I think the good question is, you know, what do you know about him, that time in your life, and maybe those around him? What's your thoughts?
Well, they reopened the investigation because they had some evidence or a tip or a lead to do just that. So good. Let that play out. You know, go where the evidence leads you. You were just talking about lifestyle leakage when it came to Huerman. And we have the same thing here, lifestyle leakage onto Buster. You know, his dad is a fighter. His, you know, before getting locked up in jail, his dad's about power and control, as we knew in the system there. And if someone disparaged his name, you know, his dad would fight anyone to disparage his name. And so it doesn't surprise me that Buster is fighting people that are trying to insinuate that he was involved in any way whatsoever. You know, I wouldn't doubt that his dad probably told him to do it and helped him, you know, get the ball rolling on it. Because in his, as it looks like, I mean, we don't know because we only see media clips, but it looks like, you know, he's still a staunch defender of his dad. His dad didn't do the murders. And when dad tells his son, hey, you shouldn't take this from these people saying these things about you, because it will affect the rest of his life. If he doesn't fight back in some way, and there's no case brought against him, and even if there is, if he's acquitted of it, just the insinuation that these media outlets made that he was involved in any way, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Is this a horrible idea, though? Because at the end, I mean, yes, there could be a settlement if he's going after money, and we don't know what his intent is. I'm assuming it's more so for his name. I mean, the name's out there. It's been tarnished. It is what it is. Going and suing media companies saying you shouldn't have said that about me is not necessarily going to change people's public opinion about Buster Murdaugh or the Murdaugh family in general. This opens it all up to discovery. This opens Pandora's box here. And I know a lot of people have been saying, oh, this is horrible. Oh, my gosh, this is going to open up a lot. But if he believes that there's absolutely nothing to hide, why would he care? I guess is the question.
So just because I understand he's doing it doesn't mean I think it's a good idea either.
Sure.
So what he's doing is he's following the family behavior arc. We're calling this a family behavior arc because this is what his father's done. So this is what he's doing. But his father did a lot of things that were a lot of really bad ideas too. And this is one of them because for the same reason. When you start bringing attention on yourself, you bring a lot of scrutiny on yourself, bring a lot of eyeballs on yourself, and not just in the one area they're looking at, but they're going to see all the tendrils that go out from there. And if this is a family and there's been family leakage onto him of, hey, we're above the law, we can do all these things that we're not going to be accountable for, he might be completely unaware of half the things that he might have been involved in or touched upon that were illegal that he didn't even consider. Because you're fighting one thing in one very specific area, it doesn't mean that it's not going to blossom into all these other things. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah,
you might get it.
That's the interesting thing with this case is what else is this going to open up? I'm also wondering as well, though, is this going to help with the investigation into the death of Stephen Smith? Just because they're going to have to dig into stuff. And he's going after companies with very large pockets, ones who would probably love this all to happen because they can make another documentary about it and profit off of all of this. But that's the thing, though. It's where is this going to go? How is this going to benefit him? And will this make any sense at the end of the day? I'm wondering, will this help in the investigation, like I said, into the actual murder of Stephen Smith? This might open up some doors that otherwise couldn't be opened.
Yeah, so let's do that. You know, let's first think about the family that lost their son. And so hopefully it'll bring some justice there, you know, because that's the first thing we always want to do is, you know, the whole system is set up to bring justice to those that have been disenfranchised of life in this case. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first thing. So hopefully this will bring some light into that, some answers for the family that's been searching for answers for a long time. Again, never closure, but movement forward for them. The thing that is always interesting to me is, and you know this because you've been in media a long time, Tony, generally, every time I've worked with media and I've worked with news organizations and people that are doing investigations, they're very, 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 very careful not to say something unless it's credible, been backed up, and they have it sourced. Even if there's an insinuations, I've seen where news organizations and interviewers have made insinuations that they know in their head it's complete fact but they just haven't been able to source it to enough people to say it as fact, but they still know we got a high probability of this being a truth. And so I'd be really interested to see, like you said, where this goes, because the organizations that have, you know, the media outlets that have said things about him or insinuated it, they have a lot of credibility. So they are, this is either going to go really poorly for Buster or really poorly for the outlets. I don't think it's going to be somewhere in the middle on this one. I think it'll be some blood in the water.
Yeah.
Way.
It's going to be very fascinating. And if anything, we can maybe settle this area of Buster's involvement or not involvement, and maybe it will lead into the right direction of who, in fact, was responsible for Stephen Smith's death. I'm not saying it's Buster by any means, but maybe it'll point in the direction of who it actually is.
Yeah, and that's the important point there. So hopefully it'll bring some closure or some movement forward for the family.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.